in the press release, you talk about how this project was kind of like a secret. How did this all come about?
Well, I never planned on starting a brand new band or much less fronting any band. Kind of started, I took a break from touring so that I could go back to school, finish my degree, and kind of just take a break and experience other things other than the road. But I was used to playing drums every night, and I love playing drums. But I couldn't play drums in an apartment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up a guitar and kind of was just messing around anytime I had some free time. And then and it kind of all just came together. So I wasn't sure how it was going to turn out, like how it was going to end up sounding. So I just kind of kept it to myself, and especially with scheduling studio time and getting the money to pay for it and all that stuff. I didn't really want to put it out on the public forum just because I didn't know what to expect myself,
Mm-hmm. So I've watched videos of you online playing drums. I mean, you're amazing on drums, but it's just so funny how you make almost like a seamless transition. In the I saw the Rise Above video, and you look completely comfortable as a frontman. So, I mean, I know this is a hard question to ask, but what do you feel like you're more comfortable doing at this point?
Whether it's playing drums or singing and playing guitar, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I love playing drums, but I mean, I think, I was just having this conversation with a buddy of mine recently. His name's Davey. He's a front man. We've worked together in the past, in the studio, but he goes, "Hey, how do you like it? What do you think?" And I go, "Well, at the end of the day, it's, if you believe in what you're doing, then it just kind of comes natural anyways, you can maybe not be the most talented player or talented musician, but, if you're up there, I'm leaving what you're doing, it comes across,
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad at least to you it looks like I know what I'm doing. It's a good sign.
Let's talk a little bit about Rise Above. How was that song written? How did it come about to you? What was the inspiration behind it?
Well, it started out as it's just a riff. I was jamming to, because again, I was just learning how to play the band. So I was playing along to this song called Chameleon by Herbie Hancock. And I used to play drums to it all the time and just, put it on loop. So I was just kind of jammed to that. And then I came up with the riff. And then I set it down and I came back to it. I wrote the verse riff and then finally the chorus. So, and when it came time to write the lyrics and the melody, the chorus melody was actually a lead guitar part that I was just kind of messing around with. And, the lyrics are just, they're kind of just driven by inner experience, I guess. I wanted to get a little bit, metaphoric, I guess, with the lyrics. And the first words are, "I'll be honest," so at the end of the day, it's just being honest,
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun to write, dude. I enjoyed it.
What are your real goals for this project? Where do you want it to go?
At this point, I guess I'd like to do a full length. I'd like to eventually see a full length, but I don't have crazy expectations. Of course, I'd love to see, I plan to go on the road, me and the boys go on the road, but, as far as, being one of those bands that are around for, 10 albums, you just never know. So I'd be more than happy to just do one full length,
In terms of how you want your music to affect people, how you want this project to affect people, how do you feel about that?
How do I want... how do I want this project to affect people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess just, you know, don't be afraid to just pick up an instrument and jam a couple chords and tell the truth, you know? If it makes people move, if it makes people move, I'm happy.
How do you think you felt how did you feel the first time that, you know, you went out there with the guitar in your hands and people that have never seen you in that situation before were looking at you? I mean, how did that make you feel?
Well, I think it goes back to that first question of, you know, if you believe in what you're doing and you enjoy it, it really doesn't matter who's watching, you know? You know, I went from going on the road and being on the road most of the time to an apartment and going to school and, you know, like a more calm lifestyle. And, you know, so the songs kind of definitely, they just chronicle the past few years. And at the end of the day, if you believe in what you're doing, it doesn't really matter who's watching, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're having fun. But it does feel good. It feels good.
We talked about Rise Above a little while ago. Is there another song on the EP that you feel like kind of encapsulates what you're looking to do as far as your sound goes?
Yeah, definitely. There's the acoustic song on there. That it's called Lately I. It's super simple. And... It's like polar opposite of Rise Above. You know, Rise Above is just this riffage of screaming and heavy, you know, melodic. And Lately I is more just a, and again, it's an honest song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cool because I was at that point where, you know, like everybody, you're just confused. You're like, damn, what's the right thing? What's next, you know? So, It was pretty much all written, and then I was messing around with a couple chorus ideas, and I had gone home to my hometown where I grew up, and I was hanging out with some buddies, and one of my best friends, Alex, he was like, hey, man, I got these couple lyrics that I was messing around with, and it finally was just like, dude, let's use that. I've been writing a song. Let's use that. So the first couple words for the chorus is, I'm going home, where everybody knows my name, because, you know, you can go out on the road and, you know, people know your name or whatever, but not like your home kind of confidence to you, you know?
Yeah. So in terms of a bucket list, I mean, you've played with some top-notch acts. You've shared the stage with some amazing people as a drummer, but who do you think you'd really want to share the stage with as a frontman, as a guitarist?
You know, dude, I don't know. That's a good question. What do you think? What do you see?
Honestly, like, the first time I heard Rise Above, I thought a lot about, like, I mean, the song totally has, like, a Bon Jovi kind of feel to it. I could see you like, playing with the guys from, like, the original grouping of, like, Everclear or something like that. I think that would be pretty cool, too.
Oh, that'd be rad. I wouldn't be opposed to it.
So, no,
yeah, I think, you know, a couple buddies and I were talking, and, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I mean, of course, you got the dream lineups, you know, but
mm-hmm.
which would definitely be like a Stone Temple Pilots or something.
Very
you
nice.
Know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good question. I haven't really thought about that a whole lot.
Is there anything else that you want to say about, like, you know, what's going on right now or what you're looking forward to doing in the not-too-near future?
Viceroy Crux will definitely be jamming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got my friend Ryan on guitar and a childhood friend Tim on bass, and they're just, above all, they're awesome human beings, but it helps that they're talented musicians, too. You know, we get along really well. We've been jamming a lot. And it feels good, you know, we're having fun. you could definitely see yourself on the road at some point.